Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There's a big difference between the two, and you need to know what the difference is before you begin building your brand. The first step to building your own brand is getting your personal money house in order. Being responsible for money is a solid move towards self-reliance, which is a quality that grows and a quality that helps sustain wealth building. Building a brand means attaching a value to your abilities and having a metric of your current financial state. No matter where you are in life, whether you've done a good job or acknowledge you've done a horrible job, whether you are just starting at 18 or nearing the finish line of daily work at 64, there are still things you can do to secure your financial life and avoid passing debt on to future generations, but only if you get into the right frame of mind. A good frame of mind allows you to be as decisive and deliberate with your brand as you need to be with your personal money habits. Only then are you empowered to build your own brand with confidence, assets, and skill sets. So, now to the big difference between entrepreneur and intrapreneur. An entrepreneur is a person with a new idea, venture, or enterprise. This is a person who assumes accountability for all the risks and the outcome of the venture, and they act as the intermediary between capital and labor. An intrapreneur, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, is a person within a large corporation who takes direct responsibility for turning an idea into a profitable finished product. And in other words, they're an entrepreneur within the company. It is an employee who undertakes something new without being asked to do so, transforming an idea into a profitable venture while working within the organization. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.